As Christians, it is time to take our rightful position as salt and light in this perverse world in order to transform the spiritual, social, economic, and political fabric of the nations. The destiny of our nations rests in our hands. As God's representatives on earth, we must be willing to declare the position of God in our societies, institutions, families, and wherever we find ourselves. Welcome to Weekly Inspiration with Apostle Eric Nyamiche, Chairman of the Church of Pentecost. This broadcast is powered by the Church of Pentecost headquarters. Weekly Inspiration, be inspired to transform.
In last week's message, we learned that bitterness is a heart disease that destroys our spiritual immune system, and therefore, it is imperative that we guard the heart against it by carefully choosing what we look at, listen to, read, and the people we associate with. In this week's message, Apostle Eric Nyamiche focuses on how one could contract bitterness and the damage it causes to the individual.
Praise the Lord, everyone. I'm happy to come your way this week again. By God's grace, we have been discussing bitterness. We are saying that bitterness is seeds of resentment found lodging in the heart of men. We have described the heart to be the inner man, the hidden man, and that as you look at me, you can't know what is on my inside. That is where bitterness is located. It is on the inside of a man. A medical doctor cannot do anything about a bitter soul. We're saying that we keep gathering evil into our heart or good into our heart. And we spoke about the gaze that leads into our heart. We want to continue by reading Hebrews 12. Hebrews 12, 14 to 17. Make every effort to live in peace with all men and to be holy. Without holiness, no one will see the Lord. See to it that no one misses the grace of God. Now, we are born again through the same grace of God. But he says you must be careful not to miss the grace of God. It is a bit difficult to meet the grace of God because the grace of God is not selective. But somehow, if you are not careful, Scripture says you can miss the grace of God. And that no bitter root grows up to cause trouble and defy many. No bitter root grows up on the inside of you to cause trouble to you and defile many others. That is why in our first meeting, we said that bitterness is like HIV/AIDS. It's a viral disease, if you like. It destroys the career and then it causes trouble for many others too. That is how dangerous bitterness is. But this one, it destroys even your spiritual immunity. So that when there is bitterness in you, you are susceptible to all kinds of evil. You soon find out. See that no one is sexually immoral. Now we are discussing bitterness, but he is moving to sexual immorality. But the subject is bitter root. How does bitter root in a man causes him or her to be sexually immoral? This is what it means. A woman can conceive in her heart that my husband is following other women. Now, with that kind of bitterness, she could also decide that if he is doing it, I'll also do it. That is how come a married woman can become sexually immoral, out of bitterness. So bitterness is a root cause for all kinds of evil. Bitterness causes people to kill. Now, if you continue, he says that, see to you that no one is sexually immoral or godless like Esau. Now, Esau wanted to kill his brother Jacob just because of bitterness, who for a single meal sold his inheritance right as the oldest son. But there's more to it. When he sold it, when he realized that now the blessing has gone to the younger brother, he became very bitter and he pledged to himself that you kill him. So bitterness can cause a murderer out of you, even though you are a nice gentleman. But bitterness can cause you to kill. Bitterness can cause you to kill. Now, What are some symptoms of bitterness? Because we are saying that it is in the heart, you cannot see. We are saying that things can cause you to be bitter. And we are saying that you can take actions that can make you immoral and all that. See, when someone is bitter, bitterness is this. We are saying that it's a disease. It causes severe pain and mental suffering, a feeling of great sadness and anguish in a man's heart, a feeling of sadness and anguish. You don't solve it medically, no. In a man's heart, a causing of pain in a man's heart. I'll illustrate this with a scripture. You can go with me to 1 Samuel chapter 1 from verse 1 to 16. There was a certain man from Ramathaim, a Zophite from the hill country of Ephraim, whose name was Elkanah, son of Jeroham, the son of Elihu, the son of Tuhu, the son of Zoph, an Ephraimite. He had two wives. One was called Hannah, and the other Peninnah. Peninnah had children, but Hannah had none. Year after year, this man went up from his town to worship and sacrifice to the Lord Almighty at Shiloh, where Hophni and Phinehas, the sons of Eli, were priests of the Lord. Whenever the day came for Elkanah to sacrifice, he would give portions of the meat to his wife, Peninnah, and to all her sons and daughters. But to Hannah, he gave a double portion because he loved her, and the Lord had closed her womb. And because the Lord had closed her womb, her rival kept provoking her in order to irritate her. Now, the rival is provoking her, so she's going to react to the provocation. This went on year after year. Whenever Hannah went up to the house of the Lord, her rival provoked her till she wept and would not eat. Elkanah, her husband, would say to her, "Hannah, why are you weeping? Why don't you eat? Why are you downhearted? Don't I mean more to you than 10 sons?" Once, when they had finished eating and drinking in Shiloh, Hannah stood up. Now, Eli, the priest, was sitting on a chair by the doorpost of the Lord's temple. In bitterness of soul, Hannah wept much and prayed to the Lord. Now, let's jump to verse 15. This is when the old man priest came, Eli. "How long will you keep on getting drunk? Get rid of your wine." That is from the priest, thinking that Hannah was drunk. Then let's listen to Hannah. "Not so, my Lord," Hannah replied. "I am a woman who is deeply troubled. I have not been drinking wine or beer. I was pouring out my soul to the Lord. Do not take your servant for a wicked woman. I have been praying here out of my great anguish and grief." So we are saying that bitterness is anguish, grief on the inside. She said that she went to pour out the grief, the bitterness before God. You see how bitterness affects the human heart as a result of our attitude towards things that people do to us. I want you to be careful about your reactions to what people do to you. You can easily contract bitterness. Be careful of your heart. Don't leave the heart ajar. Be careful. When seeds of resentment enter your heart, it takes God alone to heal. Be careful what is entering your heart. I don't want to finish this broadcast. Maybe you want to be a Christian. You want to love Jesus like I do. You want to give your life to Him. I want to give you the space to do that. If you want to accept Jesus as Lord, I want you to repeat this after me. "Father God, today I acknowledge you as my Lord and Savior. I repent of my sins. Please come into my heart and dwell with me forever." Brothers and sisters, if you have prayed this prayer with me, I want to assure you that you are born again. You have become like us, brand new man, brand new creation. God be with you till we meet again next week.
Thanks for watching this episode of Weekly Inspiration with Apostle Eric Nyamiche. In this week's message, we learned that bitterness can cause great anguish to an individual and cause them to do unimaginable evil against themselves and others. For this reason, we must avoid contracting it at all costs. We trust that you have been inspired by this week's message. For prayer, counseling, or inquiries, kindly reach us on 05433-08187 or email us at info.weeklyinspiration@gmail.com. We look forward to hearing from you. Till we come your way again, have a blessed week. Say hi.